Friendly Florida Home Sales Team of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, located at 376 Patricia Avenue in delightful downtown Dunedin, Florida. Friendly Florida Home Sales is a full-service real estate boutique.
My name is Denise, and I'm a satisfied customer. When I purchased my home, I felt more like I was enjoying coffee with my neighbors than signing contracts.
This team is wonderful, and Friendly Florida Home Sales not only customized a package, but this team offers as little as a 1% listing fee, which saved me thousands of dollars. Huge, huge savings for me.
That's huge. I mean huge.
Savings. That's thousands of dollars you save at Friendly Florida Home Sales. Save money.
At Friendly Florida Home Sales of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, there's no cost as a buyer to hire this team to represent you to find your perfect home. Please call 727-351-5487 for all your real estate needs. Mention this ad and receive a complimentary pre-listing inspection only from Friendly Florida Home Sales of Dunedin on Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, Florida. 727-351-5487 or friendlyfloridahomesales.com.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Yeah, Paulie's in the house.
Hey, hey.
You know, we've never been missed. All the paparazzis were outside waiting for you to come. So that's good. So how you been doing?
Good. Good to be back.
That's it. Did you quarantine yourself, or were you out and about?
I was out and about. I'm considered essential at State Farm.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. You know, they're saying now that that by touching stuff that you can't get it.
They don't know.
But I'm just saying that's what this what is it called? I always forget the alphabet letters. What is it called?
CDC.
Something
like that.
Yeah, so that was the newest thing now. They were saying, and they showed people all washing their products and all that, and they were saying now that you didn't have to do that. I'm just saying what they're saying.
Right.
It's airborne through the mouth. It's not if you touch it. So who knows? But anyhow, I actually forget about it until I hear it on the radio or the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe that's being old. That's the part of having a bad memory. Oh, yeah, that's right. There's a pandemic out there. You know, it didn't stop me. I'm not saying that. I'm glad that everybody did the right thing, and it's what you should do. Do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do the next right thing. You know, trust God, and then do the next right thing. Mm-hmm. Right?
The thing is, the right thing seems to be relative these days.
Right. And who's to say who?
And it changes all the time.
Right. I want to say, Amanda, I hope he's listening in. If you look at this ad, it's kind of a nice-looking ad, folks. Because we do have cameras in the studio, so. And it's Amanda Austin Antiques. And if you look at that, that is kind of neat. Are you into antiques and stuff like that? Do you like stuff from the 1600s, 1700s?
I do.
Yeah.
These dishes are beautiful.
They are. It's a beautiful ad. As
lovely.
Ads go,
mm-hmm.
it's a nice ad. And he's right there at Coastal Plaza. He's right next to the Walmart. And he's right there in Dunedin, and he has a beautiful antique store. I bought this ladybug. It was from the 50s, and she owns Ladybug. But it was this beautiful little ladybug, you know? It was just so cute, you know, like a doll and stuff. Apparently, in the 50s, it was a very popular item.
Mm-hmm.
So it was considered like a collectible.
Right.
And I got it from my lady at Ladybug Do-It-Yourself Pest Control. And she named it Ladybug. And I got it from there, and I got a bunch of stuff from him. It's neat. It's called Amanda Austin Antiques. Amanda Austin Antiques. And like you feel you just walked into a... He actually could charge money just to look at all the beautiful stuff. What is it like one of those places? If you break it, you own it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
He has those dishes in the store, too.
They're fabulous. I'd love to have tea with those.
Yes,
you know?
He has some really beautiful, and he separates everything by color, so it looks so awesome when you walk
love
in.
It.
Okay.
We have ice on the line.
Yeah, and then also the I need the information for the ice cream store in Tarpon. The oldest, Dirty Rich and Jilly too.
Okay.
Yeah, the oldest ice cream store. Like talking about antiques, from what I understand, this ice cream store opened up in 1940.
Wow, right in the middle of World War II.
Yeah, and it's the oldest ice cream store in Palm Harbor. Sal and his wonderful wife, and I said this to him, you know, yesterday when talking to him, you ever just meet a lovely couple that are fighting to make something happen as a team now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just both bubbly and happy, and they're fighting to get a business off the ground. And then they have children. They're the ideal American.
Yes.
And that's when I think of Sal and his wonderful wife. I'm pretty sure it's Dairy Rich Creamery. It's right there right at Alderman Road and Alternate 19.
Are you
familiar with it?
Mm-hmm.
It's been there for a long time.
Isn't it right next to Emily's?
No, it's up farther from that.
Oh, yeah, a little further, closer to Alderman. That's
yeah,
right,
north of Alderman.
North of Alderman, okay.
Yeah, so they're cool people. He's tuned in, I think, today, if he remembered. And just a lovely couple fighting to survive. And they're doing great, by the way, because they make everything fresh to order.
Mm. And that place has been there since 1940?
Can you check? Because since 1940. I might be wrong with the date, but it's the oldest.
Were you there then?
No.
You don't remember?
I don't remember. But it's the oldest ice cream parlor in Pinellas County. That they claim fame to that. That survived, right? You should say it that way, really. So we got Dunning and Records. Is he on the line? We got Frank. Frank, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, you know, it was kind of a neat. I might change the theme of my show, too, a little bit here.
Uh-oh. What?
Because of you.
I know. I messed up.
No, but what I was thinking of doing is maybe I should play more music.
Oh, well, that's always a good thing.
Right? What do you think about that, Paula?
Maybe. Yeah.
Right?
What kind of music?
Stuff from the 80s, 90s.
Oh, what? Always 80s.
80s? Okay, how about the 80s? We'll stick with the 80s.
70s.
70s.
Ooh, I like 70s also. Let's just not go past 80s.
I would old rock and roller at heart. So.
Is there a way you can play a song where you have the needle sound before you play the song?
Well, there's probably a sound effect you can find.
Can you do that?
Well, there's probably a sound effect, yeah.
Is that a lot of work for you, Tom?
I can probably find a sound effect.
Okay. And then because I would like to have it to where, because Dunedin Records and audio, what they deal with is vinyl and other stuff, too.
Right.
Right? So you buy records, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I noticed the record guys, they want to buy records.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Right? That's the thing. We buy, because that's the main theme of your ad with us. We buy records.
Right, right. Well, yeah, we carry a mix of new and used vinyl. And there's an age-old argument as what sounds better, what are better pressings. And the bottom line is it's getting harder and harder to find good original vinyl in good condition. So in that case, you're better off with a new release, you know, a new version of it.
Right.
Right.
Like, you know, one of the top-selling albums of the last few years was The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's, that came out in 1967. And they just can't press them fast enough.
Really?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just watched this thing on Michael Jackson last night, right?
Yeah.
Just because I don't know why. It's on YouTube. And do you know that the most records ever sold was the album Thriller?
Right, exactly.
He sold over 100 million records.
He did. Remember when the video came out? It's like 13 minute long or something. And you had, like, its premiere was on MTV. Like, I lived in the Midwest. I think I was only 13. And you had to get up at 4 in the morning to watch the very first time they played Thriller.
You know, MTV would never run black entertainment, right, on their show. It was all white, right? That was the thing, is that his Billie Jean one was the first one ever played on MTV.
But it wasn't only MTV. It was the classic rock station. Well, they were just rock stations. It wasn't classic yet in New York. I'll never forget. I used to get a kick out of that. And he was a genius because he had whatchamacallit, Eddie Van Halen play guitar on that record.
Unbeat
Eddie
It,
Van Halen
yeah.
was the hottest rock and roll thing at the time.
Uh-huh.
So right. the rock and roll stations had to play it, and they just put it in the mix as if they played it all the time, you know, and it was funny to hear because before that, I think the only black artist they played was Jimi Hendrix.
That would be correct, yeah. And yeah. then Eddie yeah, Van Halen, yeah. that fantastic
just,
guitar
riff. You know, went about yeah. it as if they played him all the time, you know. He was probably, you know, he left himself all the way to the bank, but that was a genius move on his part. You know, they just couldn't ignore Eddie Van Halen's guitar playing, so.
No, it was fantastic. And
oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's an amazing album. I just ordered some new ones this week because, again, I can't get good used clean copies of it.
Right. I just don't understand the whole music segregation piece of it. You know, I would
well,
have never.
Well, there really isn't in music. That's the thing.
Not anymore. You know? But, I mean.
Yeah, you know, at least there shouldn't
was.
Be. Yeah, I guess there is, but.
Yeah, there was that one guy that. Played black music, stole it from Little Richie.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, every rock and roll song just
was originally a black guy, right? Is that right,
when
Frank?
If you want to be amazed, go find the 1930 recordings by Robert Johnson. Just about every rock and roll riff is was done in the 30s by him. Crossroads, the song, I mean, half of the songs that we listen to.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a fascinating story.
Yeah, it is. It is fascinating, yeah. the stuff that went on. It just shows you we've come a long way.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, ironically, the guy that, just since we're on this subject, he invented blood transfusion. Also, the first open-heart surgery was done by a black man. He didn't have a doctor's degree either. And they actually, at John Hopkins, they have a statue of him in front of it.
Oh, wow.
And I watched a movie on it. And he was able to, he was a janitor, right? And Hurt played the doctor in the movie. And he told, like, he was mopping the floor and he was just giving Hurt some advice on how to do stuff and mm-hmm. how he could design clamps. Because they couldn't get the clamps to do the veins.
Mm-hmm.
So he invented all this stuff because he was very inventive. So he invented all the clamps and stuff, and he was telling her that they had to actually put a whole curtain around the place so that they didn't get caught. And the first open-heart surgery was done on a dog, and the dog turned blue and all that, and he was the one who did the operation without a doctor's degree, but could not take credit for it. Right?
Right.
So ironically, then the guy who invented the blood transfusion was black. And ironically, what do you think he died of? This is like what's so poetic.
Heart attack.
No, he needed a blood transfusion.
Blood transfusion, of course.
Got into a car accident, and he went to a white hospital, right? And they wouldn't take him. So by the time they got him to the other hospital, he had passed away. And the procedure he needed is the one he invented.
Huh.
It's just like, that's what's so poetic.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, so let's play some songs. Give us you ready, Tom, to hear it? What song do you want to hear?
Who, me?
Yeah.
You know, you put me on the spot here, because I'm so bad at that. I always play stuff that I want to hear. I would make a terrible DJ. That's an art form.
Oh, Van Halen.
All right.
We got Running with the Devil on deck. Running with the Devil, 1970s.
Right, and I got one for you that the opening lines really fit this time as well.
We'll play this one now, since it's on, and then give us one right after.
All right.
And then just think, here's the thing, is on 105.5 is the number one Arbitron rated show.
Right.
We're on 106.1. So someone's going to be clicking here in this song,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to hook them in.
That's right.
We're going to hook them in. And then they're going to say when I start talking after it, shut up, play more music. Here it is. Frank from Dunedin Records. You got it.
David Lee Roth and Van Halen. Running with the Devil.
Yeah, can you play some AC/DC? I just had a phone request from Mobile Rob.
Take a request.
How about Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap?
Yeah. This is Frank's hour, don't us? This is the Frank hour.
Okay, Frank. Sorry.
Frank's
about that.
Records. Yeah, so what'd you think of that song? Like, what were you more of, a rock and roller? Or are you more pop? Or are you more...
No, I was a rock and roller. I saw Led Zeppelin in 1977.
That's when there was no one... You can actually say the number one band of that year has to be Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah, they were up there.
No, who would be higher than Led Zeppelin? I'm saying the
19... Rolling Stones. Oh, wait, no, that was 78.
There was just so much good music back then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, they say if you play that Stairway to Heaven song backwards, it's satanic.
That's what they say.
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard all kinds of stuff like that.
Can you play... I mean, I don't want to play a satanic song.
Know.
I don't even want to do it on the air. You know, but I heard it, actually, when they played it backwards.
I have a thought for the day, too, after AC/DC, Dirty Deeds, Done
Okay,
Dirty.
This is for... Dunedin Records and Audio, Frank. He is controlling our show today. He buys records.
I mean, I'm not putting it down. It's a good song, but that wasn't my pick.
Oh, no. What was your pick?
Oh, it was Grateful Dead.
Oh, I love the Grateful. You know, I've seen them like 5 times in concert. Well, we're going to play this because I have a good fan of mine.
That's cool. No, it's good stuff.
Okay. Brian here, I just thought of something because you got to go with your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is good or bad, but the first song was Running with the Devil. Whatever, I think, something to that. And then the next song was Dirty Deeds.
Oh, my.
We got a theme going here. I don't know if I like it. What do you think of that, Frank?
That wasn't my choice.
I know. I'm not blaming you. We just went from Dirty Deeds to Running with the Devil. What's the next one? Kill Your Neighbor? That's a joke. By the way, it's a joke.
The irony of all of that was the 70s and 80s. We didn't have school shootings and all kinds of stuff, craziness going on in the high schools. And we were listening to music like this.
Right.
Nobody took it too literally, right?
Right. So Dunedin Records and Audio, I want to say that name. You know, I always, you know, I watched the Shark Tank. I haven't watched it in a little bit, actually. I used to watch it a lot. But I would always get a kick out of people who would say, my business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't have their logo on their shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought I would actually just stay watching it just to see the name of their business. So I wondered if I did that on the radio show. That's why I keep saying Dunedin Record and Audio.
Mm-hmm.
Dunedin Record and Audio. You know, say the name.
Right.
Right? Instead of saying my business.
Exactly.
My business. Get, you know, brand the name Dunedin Records and Audio. So if you need it, you Google it. And that's the whole idea of what we do, is to get people's Google, where they don't Google records, they Google Dunedin Record and Audio. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
So what's the next song?
What's that?
What's the next song?
Oh, I chose Uncle John's Band.
All right, Tom's on the phone. We have a call in, so we're going to... I don't know if he heard that. I didn't time that right. So tell us, how'd you get into the Dunedin record and audio?
I've always been into audio equipment and records. Music. And it was a kind of natural progression. Started with it as a little side thing, and then it just built into, full-time. A lot of it has to do, of course, with the resurgence of vinyl, which is a great thing for everybody. But, personally, I'm more into the equipment. I'm a bit of what they call an audiophile. But that doesn't mean that you can't come in here, that you have to spend thousands of dollars. I have some great starter systems. And, I'll never turn my back on newbies. You can't walk into most audio stores that carry high-end stuff if you're not, they tend to be known to have an attitude and they don't want to deal with, new people and stuff. And I never got that. We all started somewhere. I remember my first little portable record player I had when I was probably 12 years old,
Mm-hmm. We had 45s when I was a kid.
Yeah, remember the little suitcase thing that opened up for the 45?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. I have a couple of them here. I got to get to restore in one of these days.
Yeah. Well, as soon as you do, I'll buy it from you. Just for nostalgia.
I got the old RCA players.
Yeah.
When RCA came out with the 45s, that was the only player available. Everybody had to adapt and make it work, on their system.
Right.
But I have a few of the originals,
The theory, there was a guy that the theory behind RCA, too, is, again, since you brought the name up, you don't hear that name too much anymore.
No.
Are they still in business?
I think so.
Yeah.
RCA.
So they're the guy that invented the TV set, everything is the mirror, you see things backwards.
Right.
What RCA did is this guy came in with an idea because he was plowing. For some reason, the plow... And he came up with an idea. He was an engineer. He was the guy that developed the tubes for the TV set, right? It was RCA. Mm-hmm. And what happened was he came in and explained to him with diagrams and stuff how to do it. And they went, because they were really radio and stuff like that. And they tried to not take care of him. He had to sue RCA to prove that he had the documentation that he met with the guy, and he really invented the TV set, and he came up with it when he was plowing. Uh-huh. And the guy with, what is it called, DNA?
Mm-hmm.
The guy with DNA, he was going in a S-shaped circle on the road.
Uh-huh.
And that's when he came up with the DNA theory, right? And I always like to find out, when people made their inventions, we say we'll intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle us, right? And we'll suddenly realize that God's doing for us what we can't do for ourselves, right? If you really believe that. I say it sometimes, but I really need to believe it. I always get a curiosity when inventors come up with their ideas. Like Abe Lincoln wrote the most famous speech of all on an envelope.
Uh-huh.
And the train. He wrote, and that thing is worth millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
The Gettysburg Address.
Gettysburg Address, yes.
Was written on an envelope.
Right.
On a train, just driving. Do you ever wonder, when people come up with these inventions, your thing, it went from record player to what? Was it to go to, was it A-track then cassette? How'd that go?
A-tracks were first.
Mm-hmm.
A-tracks first. Learjet invented the A-track.
Okay.
Yeah, the owner of Learjet, the first 8-track tapes of Learjet. He wanted something small for his planes.
Really?
What was your first 8-track that you owned?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the first 8-track or album?
I don't remember. Really? Probably the Beatles or the Doors or Zeppelin or something like that. Probably the Beatles. I got into the Beatles early because I have an older brother and sister. So.
You know the thing where they take the square, that's what it's called. Do you know how that guy invented that?
What?
He was on 60 Minutes. He also did something really big, too, besides that he sold, and then he invented that. Does anybody know what the guy that invented square, he sold a big company that he did? I don't know.
The Square app, right?
Yeah, the Square where people use on their phones.
Yeah, I don't know.
He said he was buying something from his friend at a flea market, and he realized that the guy didn't have a credit card machine. Mm-hmm. And he says that he saw the need for someone to be able to put that Square thing on the cell phone. Mm-hmm. And while he was buying the picture, where do people come up with the ideas? You see... And anyhow, it was kind of neat. So he came up with it. I watched it on 60 Minutes, and he made millions from Square. I mean, billions probably, right?
Yeah, probably billions.
So how did the cassette player get invented? I know I shouldn't ask you because you don't ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
No.
How long was the 8-track out versus the cassette?
Oh, I don't really know. But as far as that, I mean, the original tapes were reel-to-reel. Actually, even before tape, they used wire recorders.
Okay, so reel-to-reel was first.
Yeah, well, wire recorders were first. It was the first magnetic recording device, just on a metal wire that they magnetized the signal onto. And then they found out that if they that a tape could hold more information, so then they made big reel-to-reel. I mean, like everything else, the first one was probably the size of a refrigerator. And then they just, you know, as the technology grows, they shrink them down.
Right. They say, like, your cell phone has more, like, with the Apollo that went to the moon. Sure, does anybody know what number that was, Apollo?
The one that landed was 13
or 11, yeah. You're right.
Was it? And do you know what the saying was when he was one? I can't remember, but one step for man.
Well, first of all, he's been misquoted for 50 years now or more.
Okay, so what was it?
Well, it was everybody quotes it as one small step for man, but what he actually said was one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind.
Hmm.
So between being all excited and, you know, whatever, where he was. Hmm. It kind of came out that way, and they did. But if you listen closely, that's what he's saying. It's just, you know, I'm just a man, but it's a giant leap for mankind.
And that's important, that A part, then.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is.
It's a big part.
It bothers me that people don't get that. Yep.
Right. And it's the same thing with Frankly Scarlet, I Don't Give a Damn. Mm-hmm.
Right. That was never said in the movie.
That was never said. That's the biggest quote out of the movie.
Right, right.
How'd that happen, by the way? How does that happen?
That I have no idea.
I mean, I know I'm asking you all these questions. I'm just curious. Because that was Gone with the Wind.
Right.
Gone with the Wind. And that he never actually said that, and that's the quote that gives to the movie. I always wondered that how things get started and stuff like that. And, you know, mud, you know why your mud, why where the word mud came from was the guy that fixed Abe Lincoln's broken leg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's where the name, his last name was Mud.
Oh, right.
I just try to get stuff like this. I don't know. So it went from reel to reel.
Yeah.
Then it went to what? What was next?
Eight tracks were next.
Eight tracks?
Yeah.
Was records first?
Oh, yeah. Record vinyl was first. Record.
Is it Thomas Edison that invented the record?
Yeah, there's also some questions about that, but I believe so. His first design was a cylinder.
Right. And, you know, I know the first name and the first song done on a record, and I know the answer to that.
Oh, what, yeah?
It was Mary, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, that's okay, right. Yeah, I've heard that.
Right, and that's what he did. And that was Thomas Edison, correct?
I believe so.
I wonder who invented the record. Can you look that up, Mr., my good friend over there? So then, okay, so we said reel, so it went record, reel to reel, then A-track, then cassette, and now the disc, right?
And then
the,
back to, and then CDs, and now back to where to vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Right, back to vinyl.
Never left.
Yeah, and then that's where what's his name came up with it. Steve Jobs came up with, you know, if you watch the movie that Ken Kirsch did with him, he did it where you didn't need. It was the Walkman by Sony.
No, he invented digital music.
Right, digital. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But it's well known in the audio community. He was a big audiophile. And there's all kinds of pictures of his systems, even when he was in college. Well, he may have invented the Walkman, but when he went home, he was listening to records.
Right, that's what it is.
That's a known fact, yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I hope you don't mind that we went this way with the show, because I didn't, wasn't. Okay, so then now it's what? Back to vinyl.
Back to vinyl, where it should have never left.
Where it should never left. Okay, so then can you call Alti up to see if he's in his car? Because I'd like to start the commercial. This is the we're going to be doing
Carl
this.
Peter Carl Goldmark was the one who invented the LP.
Who?
Peter Carl Goldmark.
Peter Carl Goldmark invented the LP.
Yes, he was a Hungarian American engineer.
Hungarian engineer.
Well, that's the LP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to sound stupid, but I don't mind being stupid. What's an LP?
It stands for long playing.
The whole album, the bigger version.
Smaller grooves, more music on one side of the record.
Uh-huh. And what's the word LP stand for?
Long play.
I wonder how many. Did you know that, Tom? Did you know that?
Yes.
Did you know that?
No, I did not know long play.
Yeah, so I didn't know either.
Yeah, no, before that, most records were 78s with a much wider groove. So a 10-inch 78 record, you can only put maybe 2 or 3 minutes on one side.
You gotta get in touch with Jeff again.
Yeah, I love the old albums with all the information in the pictures, like the Grease album and the,
Sure. That's a big part of it, makes it so cool.
So much fun back then.
So what we're going to do is take the next song. What's the next song? And do you know the history behind the next song? Because that's really what I told people. You were going to tell the history, so I'm not even doing that.
Oh, not really.
What's the next song you're going to want to play, Frank?
Oh, Uncle John's Band.
Okay, is that the song?
Hold on, I went outside to have a cigarette. That's noisy out here.
That's okay. Uncle John's Band.
He's sticking with your theme.
He's sticking with the theme?
It's from the Grateful Dead.
By the Grateful Dead. You know, I saw them in concert 5-6 times. They played with the...
I got your beat on that by at least twice.
Yeah, but I saw them. They used to play with the Marshall Tucker Band.
Yeah, yep.
Right?
Oh, they played with everybody.
But when I went those years, it was they mainly
Marshall Tucker Band. Can't you see what that woman's been doing to me?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Grateful Dead, and let's go. Dunedin record and audio. Oh, this is a hit. See, I hear it. I know this is like one of their best ones.
Yep.
Well, the first days are the hardest days. Don't you worry anymore. 'Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind. What I want to know is, are you kind? It's a buck dancer's choice, my friends. Better take my advice. You know all the rules by now, and the fire from the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Oh, what I want to know, will you come with me? Goddamn, will I be glad. Seen the like. Their walls are built of cannonballs. Their motto is, don't tread on me. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come with me or go alone. He's come to take his children home. Story the crow told, it's the only one you know. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Silver line, and I call it Beggar's Tomb. I got me a violin, and I beg you, call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Oh, what I want to know, how does the song go? John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along, go alone. He's come to take his children home.
Thank you.
aside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's bed, playing to the tide. Come on along and go alone. He's come to take his children home.
Very good, huh? Why is it that some groups just have like number one hits after, like they'll have like 10, like the Beatles, for example, or even Michael Jackson, or some, they just have every song they put out are the Bee Gees, right?
Yeah, Bee Gees were great, yeah.
Right? And then some people don't even get one number one hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Grateful Dead, just they have so many good songs.
Well, actually, they never really had hits.
Really?
Their first number one hit, I don't even know if it went number one, was Touch of Grey.
Touch of Grey in the 80s, yeah.
In the 80s, and it basically ruined them.
Why?
Because it attracted a whole new crowd that just didn't get it, and it made touring for Jerry a chore again. It was just...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I always thought Grateful Dead had multiple number one hits.
They were the number one touring band forever. I mean, they made all their money on the road. They just never stopped.
Really?
Because
their concerts always sold out.
I never know of. I think there was one or other two that did it. The first time I walked into a Grateful Dead concert, I looked over and I saw a whole bunch of microphones in one section aimed up at the speakers. And I asked a friend of mine that was a little more experienced at the time. He said, no, that's the taping section. Most bands, if you try to walk in and record the show, you're going to get locked up or at least thrown out. The Grateful Dead's attitude was, you paid for the show, take it home with you. So there are thousands upon thousands of bootleg tapes of the Grateful Dead being traded, and that's what most fans look for.
You know, I always thought that's just the spiritual answer, too, by the way.
That's what?
It's a spiritual way of living, too, and that's why they're blessed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like you give and you ask no reward, or you love with no price tag, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Think about that. And then if you have that attitude, right, to give, you know, to keep it, you got to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the paradox.
Right,
and then people that live that way, I tell you, it's such a happier way of living too.
Yep. Absolutely.
Than trying to like, oh, legally, do you know that I did the groundbreaking? I was part of the deal. I'm not trying to have pride, but I was a big part of the stadium being put in. This is back when I was a successful guy, no longer. And I actually forget his name now. Chuck Berry. That's it. Do you know that he quit playing at the inaugural thing where we had the shovels and all that? He wouldn't play for like 15 minutes because news cameras had filmed him. And that was his attitude. And he was just so mean to everybody, saying, he's just yelling at the reporters, I do not play if someone's recording me.
Huh.
And this was at the groundbreaking for the stadium in St. Pete. Yeah,
wow.
That's how some people are. And right, I thought to myself, that's just so nasty.
It's very nasty.
Just the opposite. See, he's the opposite of the Grateful Dead, right?
Right, right, right.
Anyhow, let me just, ASE, they've been so good to our company, and we've been trying to good to them. And it's Auto Service Experts, and their phone number is 791-7677. They're a sponsor of the show. That's Auto Service Experts. And believe it or not, they have an oil change and filter for $13.95.
That's nice.
Mention this radio show and you get your oil change. It's normally $29.
Wow.
So that's Auto Service Experts. That's how you do it. When you Google it, Auto Service Experts. And they'll do an oil change for $13.95 if you mention the radio show.
Great deal.
And then we got to do a few sponsors real quick, Frank, if that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So shout out to Bonnie's Breakfast and Lunch in Dunedin. They serve breakfast all day. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kids eat free, and they have new menu items, espresso and cappuccino. Sounds wonderful. And every Tuesday, they have 50% off lunch or breakfast. And buy one, get one half off, 1714 CR1, Dunedin, Florida. That's Bonnie's Breakfast and Lunch. It is delicious. Check it out.
Yeah, and actually coming up in the summer, guys, next month in June, she'll be closed on Tuesdays.
Oh, oh, no.
Yeah.
And that's the half-off day. Oh, my goodness.
The coupons will change. She's changing everything.
She's changing.
Anyways.
Great. Yes, oh, it's worth everything. It. It's so good to go there. Yeah.
Yes, very
yes.
good.
Yes.
And it's served with love because she's
actually,
a lovely person.
Actually, for the summer, we usually do a buy one, get one free with Bonnie. So it'll be a better coupon.
Ooh, nice.
There you go.
Fantastic. We also have Fantastic Sam's.
Did you notice you said fantastic to her answer? Right? Fantastic. Buy one, get one free. And then you go, oh, we have Fantastic Sam's.
Yes. 2134 Main Street, which is State Road 580 in Dunedin. They do have a great blowout. You don't have time to do your hair. Run in, get a blowout. They have adult haircuts for $13.95 and highlights or lowlights for $26.95. Color service, $38. Quick and easy perm, $39.95. Go in, check them out at Fantastic Sam's. Everybody's happy to be back to work in the salon.
Oh, yeah. And they're practicing all the... I talked to Christy today. They're practicing all of the safe, you know, CDC guidelines. And you must make an appointment, guys. They have to have a little time in between, you know, each guest to clean and make sure everything is okay. So make sure you call and make an appointment.
Very good. Right.
They are closed on Sundays, but otherwise 8 to 8 Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 on Saturday.
It's amazing, huh? Mm-hmm. And so my friend Alty at Bros Pizza, he's having a baby. I think I don't know the exact date, but we're setting up a website. We have everybody's put, you got to put yours in. What we're doing is we're going to give $250 away. Now, if someone ties, right, they split the money.
Right.
But it's all going to be online. Like, we're going to have on our Facebook.
Yeah, you can email us an answer if you want to.
Right.
And then I'll post it on our Facebook, which is the BCC Coupon Book LLC. That's our Facebook. So there is a post on there right now where you guys can go on Facebook and put your guess down.
Right. And then and then we're also going to put a half-page ad in the coupon book. Win $250.
Yep.
Guess all these
right.
weight
of his.
Right.
You have to guess the weight and come the closest without going over.
Right, without going over.
Well, yeah, because that's
I don't know
just...
if without going over, because I don't know about that. But okay, that's how they do it at Price is Right, right?
Yep.
What are you, Drew Carey over there?
Yeah. The next contestant.
Right, so, so that's going to be kind of neat. We're actually going to do it with Alty's permission, of course. He's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the owner of Bros Pizza on 2635 East Bay Drive. They do free delivery. So if you want to Google, again, I'm saying this Google thing. Really what I wanted is that people don't Google pizza. They Google Bros Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Frank, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You want to get in on this? My friend Alty at Bros Pizza is having a baby, and we're going to give $250 away to anybody that can guess the weight of Alty's baby, right, from Bros Pizza. And would you like to put a guess in, and we'll put you on. And it's all going to be on Facebook, and we'll announce it, and we'll also announce the winners on Facebook. And this is all on the up and up, okay?
I gotcha.
Okay, so there's no one trying to make... So give a guess of the baby, and you can win maybe a share of $250.
Yeah.
Or maybe
do
the
I
whole
have to
thing.
Do it now?
Yes, you do.
Oh, I don't know, 8 pounds, 9 ounces.
Whoa, it's a big boy.
Ooh,
go with the big boy. I'm going to put Frank down for 8.9.
I'm guessing 6.7.
Wow, 6.7 from Paula. And then anybody, how can they go to the Facebook? Oh, send an email? Send an email.
You can email us at bccbook@yahoo.com or go directly on Facebook. You'll see the post and just post underneath.
But how do they go on Facebook? Where? You say Facebook. What is that?
BCC. Coupon Book LLC.
But I think mainly you should do the email.
Yeah, they can email our answer, their answer, which is bccbook@yahoo.com.
That's how I'd rather do it that way.
bccbook@yahoo.com.
Because the email. I really would rather do it through an email. So this way it's all documented and stuff. There's no mistake. So bccbook@yahoo.com. Put your input in for Alty's baby. That's from Bros Pizza. And, you know, he did a thing with the kids. You know, Alty gives, right? He's one of those guys that give. And if you did a New York, imagine you were doing a movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you just said you had to have a character, like, from New York, like, to play a part. right? Okay, uh-huh. Like, I'm thinking Rocky, actually, even. Like, what is he wears the cap and all that. And if you looked at him and then he talks, what does he sound like?
Yeah.
A New Yorker.
Yes.
Right? I don't know if he likes that or not. So, I don't know.
Yo, Adrian.
Yo, right? We should have him do that. Yo, Adrian. But yeah, so he's a real cool cat. He's, you know, he's a family man. He has a child on the way. He owns a pizzeria. You know, and I'll say this, he's the ideal American, right? He's the ideal American, Alty, from Bros Pizza. So if you want pizza, you know, hey, Frank, you go there, I'll buy you a pie. How's that?
All right, that sounds good.
They have my favorite pizza there.
What
the
kind?
Grandma's pie is the best I've ever had.
And what's the name of the company?
Bros Pizza.
Okay, so Frank, we're going to play another song, I guess.
We're going to play a song, but it's going to be dedicated to Pap Bap from my kids, Joshua, Justin, and Matthew.
Can I tell the story behind this just real quick? He was helping someone, Papa was helping someone the other day at Walgreens. They dropped their purse on the floor. He's 75 years old, and he bent over to help her pick it up. And he had, while he was picking up the stuff to do a good deed, he had a stroke and hit his head. And he passed. Well, they took him off the life support today. And that's Tammy's father-in-law.
Yeah, but he was actually more family to me than my own.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then like when she needed a diaper, because she has three boys. And they're in the military. She showed me the pictures. All three of her boys turned out like the acorn don't fall far from the tree. One's in the military. One's doing a big business deal that he does. They're all successful kids, right? And they got photos of Papa, like when he got the one boy's in the military.
Yeah,
he pinned in the medal.
Yeah.
They let the Papa pin the medal on him for his promotion.
He's a Navy man, too.
Because he's in the Navy also. So he's supposed to, he has 20% oxygen today. And this was his song. And guess, tell
him.
This
is my kid's song to him.
Right, tell him what the name of the song is.
My Superman.
Right. And this Papa, you know, when they were struggling, they didn't have diapers and they didn't have money. Because you know how it is with three kids and stuff like that trying to survive. I mean, if you do know. And then it's just like there wasn't money there for diapers. But guess who came through?
Of course.
Papa. Yeah. So this song, if you don't mind, Frank, is dedicated to him.
Not at all.
Please play it.
My Superman had a heart of gold, stood 6'1", 50 years old. Taught by his family, so true and so strong. A man of steel till I came along. Like a mighty oak tree, his 11 branches over me to protect me from the rain. Always knew just what to do, bravest man I ever knew in this life. He's my Superman. My Superman. Here to take me by the hand, to show me wrong from right, to help me understand. My Superman, the best friend I've ever had. Oh, how I love you so, my all-time hero, my Superman. I'll stand by his side on this rainy day. My Superman, time to take you by the hand, to lead you to the light, to let go of the fight, and to help you understand. My Superman, the best friend I ever had. I'll always love you.
Yeah, you playing in the background. I'd like to thank, hey, Frank, you did a great job. You still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Dunedin Records and Audio. You, I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, I did.
It's a beautiful song, My Superman.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and especially, I think when you know the story behind the song sometime, like me, I started to cry a little bit. You know, and I don't cry. It brought a tear to my eye. And I'd like to thank Auto Service Expert Perry. And I'd like to thank mainly Bros Pizza, Alty. He's a great man. And just think, he's having a baby, and hopefully the spirit of your papa could be there. I'd like to thank Dunning and Florin.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.